of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, Durham Cathedral.
We're going to back up just a little bit from where we ended. So Major Barker and Dr. Worthington are making their way to the cathedral. You're not actually there yet.
Okay.
Mr. Krieg, you've been interviewed by the police. You've, given them your suspicions that the fellow who bumped into Miss Brown pushed her off deliberately. The police have arrested him. They're taking him away for further questioning. They have questioned the rest of the tour groups. They've come and taken away, preparing to take away Miss Brown's body. And there's kind of people milling about, and they're cleaning up, and the police are interviewing the rest of the people who were on the tour. As all this kind of starts to come to an end, and people are cleaning up and kind of filtering away, a young man walks up to you who you recognize as one of the gentlemen who was on the tour, and introduces himself as Mr. Philip Boone.
Hey, Mister.
Yes.
Is this, this woman was a friend of yours, no?
It's a very close friend of mine.
I don't know if you saw, but I'm sure she was pushed.
Oh, you saw that as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I was staring right at her. Oh, I did. I told him.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, sir. What's your name again, Mr. Boone?
Yeah, Philip. Philip Boone. And you?
Well, my name is Sebastian Krieg.
Sebastian Krieg, nice to meet you. So, what were you doing on this tour?
Well, we wanted to see a little bit more about the cathedral. Take a tour, and they told us they were gonna show us a little bit more.
I mean, how'd you get mixed up with this group?
What group?
Well, the tour.
The Azazel group.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
I know they cost me my kid brother. I don't know too much about him, but I've been trying to find out.
Huh. Why don't you come with me, Mr. Boom, and tell me a little bit more about that? I'm about to meet with some friends, and you might be interested to hear on what you have to say.
Sure. Sounds good.
Would you make a spot hidden roll, Mr. Krieg?
Spot hidden roll. What's a pass?
Okay. As you were talking to the police, and as you've been talking to Mr. Boone, you happen to notice, if you recall, that early on in the tour, Miss Carter kind of mysteriously disappeared into one of the columns inside the cathedral.
Correct.
And you attempted to follow her and banged your knee on the column. As you are talking with everyone, and as as all this is going on throughout these 10, 15, 30 minutes, whatever it is, you have noticed that five of the people who were on the tour have all done exactly the same thing, not at the same time, but kind of separated a little bit. But they have all walked up to that exact same column, placed their hand on it for a moment on the same side where she disappeared, and then walked away.
Walked into it?
No. Just walked, walked up, put their hand on it for a moment, and then continued on their way out of the cathedral through the normal exits.
Okay, well, I will make a note of all the people, and I guess I will follow one of them.
Idea roll?
I pass, 21.
You recognize them all from the Azazel meeting in the pub last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We assume that everyone on the tour signed up for the tour last night at the Azazel meeting, or was there some of that not true?
No, some of that is not true. There were people on the tour who were not at the
pub. Who signed up elsewhere somehow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll turn to Mr. Boom and tell him, do you recognize any of those people? And I will point in, pick them out from the crowd.
Yeah, they're part of that group.
Hmm.
At this point, Major Barker and Dr. Worthington enter the cathedral, looking somewhat confused as they're seeing also, you know, a body being carried out and police and so forth.
I will wave so they can see me. Mayor!
Oh, what the devil happened here?
A news, Mayor.
Miss Brown.
She's dead. It was a sham. Let me introduce you to Mr. Boone first. And I was making a face.
Nice to meet you. Sorry for your loss there.
They push her off and kill him. And kill her, Mayor.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah, I saw it all.
Witnesses?
Yeah. The police got the man. But, you know, he's saying that he stumbled on, you know, by mistake or... It wasn't his fault, basically. That's what he's saying. The police got him because I insisted, but I don't believe they're going to retain him for too long.
Seems they're getting bolder by the day. Let's go somewhere else to discuss our next plan.
Yeah, it seems like Mr. Boone has an interesting story to share with us.
Okay. Well, let's get out of here. And I'll suggest we make our way back to the hotel. What's the time now? It's sort of mid-afternoon?
Sorry, yes. It's closing in on 12. It's 12:30, starting to move towards 1 o'clock.
And choir practices this evening?
Midnight.
Right, okay. Let's go back to the hotel and we'll get the whole story out of Mr. Krieg. And we'll obviously we'll say what happened when we searched the room, etc., etc.
Okay, fair deal.
Yeah, at least I don't have to return my lockpicks to a.
Always a bright side.
Oh, tick that skill. Okay.
And you appear to have inherited a set of lockpicks.
Okay, so Mr. Boone, why don't you share your story with us? Tell us what you know about this Cecil group. Have you been following, you said, or following the group, assisting to the meetings?
A little bit. My kid brother, Danny, he's the first one to go to school. And seemed like he was doing fine, but he's just a blubbering idiot now. He's completely incoherent. And I think it's something to do with time he spent with these guys. So I've been trying to figure out what he was doing, what they were doing. You know, he was here studying hard, and then, I don't know, about a semester in, he just started losing his mind.
Well,
doesn't talk sense anymore.
Then, yeah, we've got a bit of bad news, I suppose. We're fairly sure that this group of people are there's some kind of crazed religious cult.
That's what I figured. Yeah,
they may be meddling with forces best left unmeddled. not sure how much to tell the new guy, but
No, I agree. They got into something, and it just turned his mind completely. I mean, I talked to him once or twice, and he was talking about some very... I couldn't barely understand, but he was... Couldn't make heads or tails of it.
You saw what they did to Miss Brown?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was watching her. Offense, but...
Would you agree that they have to be stopped at whatever cost?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, after what they did to my brother.
Okay. Then I'll probably go over to my cupboard or trunk somewhere and open it up and take out some shotguns And look at the reaction on Mr. Boone's face.
It's a nice gun there.
Oh.
It's a bit much to carry about town, but...
Yes.
These people is really dangerous, going, Mr. Boone.
It's going to be dark, and you believe they're going to hold some kind of meeting this evening at the cathedral. And let's just say nothing good will come of it.
I reach into my little gym bag and pull out a revolver.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We seem to be on the same wavelength, so.
Mr. Boom, I don't know if it is too much to ask from you, but can we talk to your nephew and see if he can tell us a little bit more about this group, or do you consider you know everything that there is to know?
He said he was a babbling idiot.
Yeah, he hasn't said a word in months.
Oh, your brother. I thought he was your nephew. Oh.
No. My nephew's all right. He works down at the mechanics.
Okay. Sorry. Oh. Well, I noticed at least five people. Mr. Boone, did you notice anything strange with a young lady? And I will describe Emilia Carter to him.
She sort of runs like the group. You mean Miss Carter? She runs the... She ran that meeting last night.
Yeah, that's the one.
What do you mean strange about her?
She was on the tour and suddenly she wasn't there anymore.
Did you tell us that, Randall? Or have we not? Have we not yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, right.
It's like she knew like a secret door somewhere and I lost sight of her all of a sudden.
You're right, she wasn't there at the end there, huh?
Yeah, and I turned to the mayor and to the doctor. I believe there's something inside that cathedral. Maybe we should go back at night or...
You guys also should remember that she disappeared out of a bathroom.
That's right. Maybe she can do it from any point she desires.
Maybe there's just secret passages all over Durham.
So wait, Mr. Krieg, just sorry... Back up one second. What exactly did you see?
I will look a little bit hesitant looking at Mr. Boom, but I will say... So basically I saw a kind of open door out of the blue and walked through it. And then the door was closed. I tried to follow, but I didn't see any sort of mechanism to activate it or anything like that. I believe it was... Black magic, doctor. I mean, mayor.
Well, after what we've seen, I'm not inclined to disbelieve you. Was it in like a stone pillar or something?
It was.
A solid stone. What?
Maybe she can do it at a will.
Okay.
Did
you say you saw other people going in?
Yeah, but they didn't go through. They just. I believe there are some, you know, maybe followers, and it's like they were, you know, touching like a sacred statue or something, sacred ground, just touch it and walk away.
We actually saw the door open, though, right? It wasn't just she disappeared. I thought it was described that something opened and she walked into it.
Yeah.
Thought the pillar slid up.
Sorry, Jim, did everyone go through the same pillar?
No, only Miss it. The basically a door opened in the pillar that Miss Carter went through. The rest of them, exactly as Randall described, just went up and touched it like you would,
a toe.
very, very much exactly as he said. You know, just kind of that kind of looked like just that kind of reverential. You know, just lay a hand on it for a moment and then walked away.
And did Mr. Kree see the door open?
He did not see the door he did not see the door opening.
Right.
He saw the door open and Miss Carter walk through it and then it quote shut behind him. Behind her.
When I'm just trying to understand. When he saw the people the second time, was it like he was on the other side of the column so he didn't see what was going on their side?
No.
Okay. So they just touched it and nothing happened.
Correct.
And then they walked away. Right.
Correct. Well, exactly correct.
Bizarre. Okay.
It seems to me like you know, it's a gesture of reverence.
That's just bizarre. Okay.
Maybe she's just teaching everyone what her powers are and trying to gain some more followers. I don't know.
Of course, the worrying thing is, if they can disappear into anywhere, does that mean they can appear out of anywhere as well?
Unfortunately, we don't know that, Mayor.
Philip looks around nervously.
Yeah. I haven't seen her pop out of the blue from nowhere. Okay, so
right.
Well, now, we already know not to trust anyone. How many times have these things tried to kill us now?
Bizarre people who conveniently pop up when a member of your party dies. But,
they say having invited a member back to the apartment. Some people just have a trusting face, you know.
Yeah.
It's a voice thing, really.
Mayor, this guy is going to be released soon, I'm pretty sure, by the police. Maybe we should go and wait for him and, you know, and take a walk with him. And I wink at the mayor.
I'm just worried that if, and I glance over nervously at Mr. Boone, if these people are being controlled by outside forces, how much do they actually know of what they're... You know, they're being controlled by these things.
Well, we saw it with Seth, and we still don't know how much to trust Mr. Boone, actually.
Yeah.
So he didn't know anything about possession.
Sorted him out. He didn't know what they were planning. So I think we need to. I think we should continue with our original plan of going under cover of darkness with our entire armory into the cathedral and stopping them with force.
I was hoping we were going to get a preemptive exorcism of Mr. Boone just to be on the safe side.
Yes, would you mind standing inside this pentagram of Arnica?
You guys do this crazy cult stuff too.
Not a bad idea, actually.
You know, if he was a Shan, I don't think he would go into the circle and sit down quietly. So
willingly, yes. You know what the circle was all about.
Well, we have got several hours before we're due to.
I was thinking, depending on, we could show up since we're going there anyway to set up before the meeting to spy on these people and stop them. We could get there a little bit earlier than that and just look around and see if we could look at the pillar.
Well, there's some places you could hide out in that church pretty easily, I think.
If
we want to wait for somebody there.
Are they going to be watching it? I don't know. If they can come and go as they please, then... there was already a, you know,
because if there is
quite an incident earlier, I'm just worried if they're going to be on edge and
they clearly know that we are behind him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have pushed Henrietta.
Yeah,
but how much? I don't know.
We definitely need to stop them. I mean, they're just going to continue. They already tried to kill us. Well, tell Mr. Boone about the bus ride.
Right about that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to tell him about the Shan and the things in the head just yet.
No,
save that for an appropriate sand roll.
We can insinuate that these people are possessed by other forces, whatever he wants to make out of it.
We could talk about them being brainwashed and under the control of, you know, other people. I think I'm pretty sure that after tonight, we'll know if he's trustworthy, depending on whether he shoots at us or them. He'll probably see enough strange things to her that we can tell him the whole story. I think the major would like to keep him in sight, so maybe he can go first. He sounds like he'd be up for some revenge anyway. So,
yeah. So I was wondering if do we have any Mythos books with us?
We have the. I think we have the spells that are written down that sort of do download into your brain. We could just give him those and fry him up a bit.
No, I was actually thinking about me doing some research on how to spot them. You know, there's no way for us to identify who's infected and who's not.
No. We don't. But we don't actually have any actual Mythos tome.
That is correct. Just the Cliff Notes.
I mean, I have Cthulhu Mythos, but it's not quite the same.
Now, I wonder if we should go to the source of the problem and take her, talking about this Emilia Carter.
What, just preemptively break into her room and kidnap her?
Yeah. See what the reaction of the Azazel group is going to be without their priest.
Yeah, but how are we going to... I mean, it's one thing sort of breaking into a probably poorly guarded cathedral at night under the cover of darkness. Quite another thing, taking a young woman from her apartment in the middle of the day. and I would imagine, you know, sort of come evening time, she'll probably be somewhere preparing. She can disappear into thin air, so... We know they're going to be there at midnight. That's the only thing we really know for sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best plan.
I'm going to say we lock and load and, you know, polish our guns and maybe go out and buy a nice dark trench coat if we don't already have one, and do a bit of nocturnal sightseeing.
So you're thinking... You thinking we should go into the church at midnight or go in while they're open and wait?
Maybe we should find some way in. Like, if they're meeting is at midnight, you know, they're going to be starting. Are they going to arrive there earlier? Maybe we should, once it's fully dark, maybe 10:30, 11, we should go up and just have a look around. See if they're in. Entrances in, I'm sure. Yeah.
And I mean, as dangerous as
lockpicks.
as dangerous as it proved in our last session here yesterday, there was a comment made that it was quite a good hiding place up on that catwalk.
Up in the walkway, yeah.
Yeah.
Several of them, a little mixed up there.
Are you suggesting you go there now and just act as tourists, and then once they close it, hide away?
Basically sneak upstairs and just hide out upstairs in one of those rooms off the walkway till they close up and leave.
Yeah, maybe someone could do that and let the rest of us in.
That would probably be the best plan.
Who's the sneakiest?
She's dead.
Oh. it's worth a try.
None of us, Major, is the answer.
I actually have a sneak of 35.
There you go. That plus a distraction. Well, then,
yeah, there you go.
Because you just have to get up you just have to get into that one door to go up the stairs.
I'm also a size 16, strength 17, you know, huge... Goliath of a major. Wow. I mean, I don't imagine I'm that discreet.
Apparently sneakier, more discreet than the rest of us.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I guess, yeah. Because I don't know, hide.
I'm up for that if people think it's a good plan. I'll go and try and hide. Because, I didn't go on this tour, so they...
Shouldn't know, yeah.
They probably do. But no, I want the trouble is I I don't want to go in there without my shotgun. And I'm not probably going to get away with doing that in the middle of the day.
Well, you can take my handgun, Mayor. If you're hard, you just say that, you know, you got lost.
Yes,
you know, like
Major.
They have any reason to, you know, suspect of you in any way.
What time, do we know what time they close the cathedral? Is it something like 5 or 6?
9 p.m.
9 p.m., okay, so it's quite late. So we'd only have to be waiting there for a couple of hours.
I can bring you your shotgun, Major, don't worry.
Okay, well, okay, so I'll... If you agree this is a good idea, I'll go maybe, say, 8:30 and try and sneak away, hide away somewhere, keep an eye on what's going, try and keep hidden. I might see them arriving.
They might do the same thing, yeah.
And then...
I was going to say, we could come with you and kind of gauge the situation, and if there's people around, maybe kind of distract them if you need to slip away.
Okay. Well, let's try it then. Okay, so we're gonna wait till around 8 and head up there.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
good.
We can make a judgment call when we get there if we need to retreat and come back. There you go. Okay.
Probably have some dinner.
Mm. Yes.
Rest up. Okay, so if there's nothing else you want to do through the afternoon,
just gonna make sure I have some doses of the powder stuff with me.
I will say that you know, since it probably occurs to you, all of Miss Brown's stuff is in her room, is in her hotel room. Anything that
she
may have left behind, anything that she had on her person was, you know. Went to the police with her, so you know that was probably things like her handgun and her doses of powder, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't think she had much aside from, I mean, she had clothing, obviously, but in terms of useful stuff, I think it was mostly in that big purse.
So that's all gone.
Doses of powder, a handgun, and money from other older gentlemen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Young Lady's Survival Kit.
Absolutely. And her dictionaries.
Okay. I got my revolver, and I've got a couple of doses of powder, which we don't know whether... We know the stuff in the bullets in the shotgun shells works, but we don't know that the stuff in the other powder that we have, just the throwing doses, works. So.
You have not tested it yet.
But I'm sure you'll get a chance too soon.
Have we got to you know, spread some powder on whoever is infected with the Chen? I won't say infected with the Chen. I would say just infected or
under
mind control. We haven't tried it, and I wonder if they will react
somehow. We've only used it on like the creatures, haven't we? Would it affect the sort of person, or would it affect the thing in the head? Because
there's also... I wonder if that spell to see invisible things would allow you to...
I think we tried with Seth, if I'm not mistaken, the invisible sign.
Because it's not that it's invisible, it's that it's inside.
Right.
So. No, we haven't tried the powder.
Over Mr. Boone.
We know this guy is infected, the guy that the police has. Why don't we grab him and test it on him? And we should be trying to spell these things out of the infected people, you know? At least it's one less squirrel to deal with.
Mr. Krieg, it does take something out of you to do that procedure. I don't think it's practical for us to go around removing...
I'm out for some revenge. I saw a fallen Mayor, you know,
I haven't felt the same since I, you know, helped out Mr. Seth Gray. I fear if I did it many more times, I would wither away myself.
I can do it, Mayor, if that is the case.
Well, It's up to
Maybe we will even get some information out of this man. I don't know.
So are you advocating we, instead of doing what we've just spoken about now, go into the police station and try and...
We should, because you should go there, and while you're hiding, we can try to find these other men.
Well, there's a good 8 hours or 6 hours, if you know, because the police aren't going to let him out after five. Either let him out or they won't let him out probably in the afternoon. And we were talking about going to the cathedral at 8:30.
Okay, so so maybe someone should head down to the police station and just try and find out if they're holding, if they're still holding this person. And we could always call them up and pretend to be like the local paper, wondering about what's going on. Are you holding someone?
No need for that. I can just go there and say, what is going to happen with the murder of my friend? And, you know,
I just worry if you turn up and make a a nuisance of yourself, they'll arrest you as well. But
yes, Mr. Krieg, weren't you the one that convinced the police that that man had done something untoward?
Yes, I can follow up with the police.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a good plan.
Suspected.
If you want to do that, you should do that.
Okay. Are you planning to go now to the cathedral, or...?
I'm going to go when it's, you know, shortly before closing, so...
Okay, I will go to the police station, find out what I can, and come back, and hopefully I will find you. If not, I'll see you when we are inside, Mayor.
And don't worry, your shotgun will be joining you shortly.
Good. Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Krieg heads off towards the police station. So were the rest of you going to do anything else through the afternoon, or just clean the guns? That's about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of mentally prepare.
Sure. Okay. We will follow Mr. Krieg to the local constabulary then.
Okay, I will find my way around, asking, you know, some policemen, you know. Where can I get some information about someone who was arrested recently on murder charges?
As you enter the police station, there would be a, you know, like a desk sergeant there. Do you have a name, sir?
I actually don't. But he murdered my friend Henrietta Brown.
Oh, Henrietta, yes, that accident in the cathedral this morning, yes.
No, it wasn't an accident. I was clear to the police that this man pusher and killer on purpose.
Oh, yes, you're one of the, yes, there were
he two was of you. Arrested.
Yes, there were two of you fellows who said he pushed her in, intentionally. He says he did not, and there are a number of other people who simply don't know. Difficult case, this one. We're still questioning him at the moment.
Are you planning to release him?
Well, we'll have to see how the questioning goes. Of course, if he breaks down and confesses, then no. If not, then, well, I'm afraid it's just your word and the word of this other gentleman. What was his name? Mr. Boone, I believe. Yes, Mr. Boone. Just your word against his, and well, as you were apparently friends with the victim, your word doesn't really count for much, I'm afraid. So it's just Mr. Boone's word against his, and that's not really enough to charge a man.
Well, I'll take this up with my lawyer. What is the name of the man that you arrested? And I pull out a pen from my pocket and a small notepad. I'm going to have my lawyer place sue the guy.
I suppose that's all right. If you want to, Stephen Gray is his name.
I write it down on the notepad. Very well, officer. I can tell you that, you know, I'm going to make sure that everyone is responsible for this murder of my friend. So I really count on the police doing their job.
We're very good at our job, thank you, sir. If he did it, he'll crack under questioning. There's no question of that.
Oh, he will crack, sir.
I saw her pushing her. Saw him pushing her. So, very well. Thank you, officer.
Good evening, sir.
Walk away, and I guess I'll go back to the with the rest of the group.
Okay. By now it's, you know, probably 4-5 in the afternoon, something like that.
Dinner time.
So I'll tell him I have the name of the guy. Maybe we can find where he lives. Wait for him.
Mr. Krieg is out.
I like that.
Mr. Krieg is out for blood here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because I was with Henrietta, so that kind of.
Heck, we could search his house too, as we are wont to do.
It's true.
Well, do you know where he lives?
No, we need to find out that first.
Okay.
Well, maybe something for tomorrow then.
I think we should tonight. We should focus on whatever we're doing tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's going to show up there with the rest.
Well,
of
then two birds, one stone.
If they release him, exactly. There you go. If he's there, don't worry. We'll
recognize him.
Teach him the error of his ways.
He won't need a house after that. once the major's done with him.
Now I have a problem with all this, Major, and it is that these people is actually innocent.
Yes, but well, you raise an interesting point. like I say, we simply cannot. There is no feasible way we can rescue all of these people. It would take too high a toll on us.
Well, maybe if we try to do it, you know, for all of them at once.
We need to if we can possibly save the people that are controlled, that's fine. But we need to stop the people that are causing this, the leaders of this group. Because they are the ones that are obviously somehow infecting other people.
Well, from what I gather, I believe they got infected when they went to this activity in what's the name of your place with the rocks?
Lila Howe.
That's where, you know, they got infected.
That could be what they were doing there, and by stopping it, we may be save many people. Maybe that's what they're going to do tonight at the cathedral. Who knows? We don't know what they're doing. That's the trouble. We have no real information. All we know is we need to stop them. If they want to do it, we need to stop them. That should be our
motivation.
So let's go in, ask questions with our bullets, and see what we find.
Why don't we try with the powder?
Yeah. Okay. I have no problem with that.
All right. Major,
do you think if we kind of spread some of the powder in the bullets,
that's what we did with the shotgun shells.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that part. Okay. All right.
Okay.
We have some specially treated shells. From the expert gunsmith in Durham.
Nice.
York.
Okay.
Because the one in Durham we don't trust, because he's probably part of this.
We still need, in the longer term, we still need a sort of foolproof way to make more of this powder.
To see if it works. Yeah.
Well, maybe when I roll my one tick, I should have at least one tick from making the powder, because I've made it successfully at least once.
I'm actually going to roll my ticks before going there. Probably is going to be my only chance.
Jim said you had to wait
until you're sleeping.
You have to have a full night of sleep.
Yeah. Oh, so we could do it after tonight. Yeah. I think if I survive, I'm going to do it after tonight.
Yeah, me too.
There's so many ticks right now. Okay. Right.
You only get a tick when you impale, though, right?
No,
when you pass.
Pass.
Oh, I'm using a skill?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
What are the rules for the healing spell again?
It was... Let me see here. Do I have that one?
Wow.
Healing is 2d6 hit points in exchange for 12 magic points and 1 sanity point.
12 magic. Damn it, I lost. I only ever had 12. It made me go unconscious. What? How much power does Mr. Boone have?
Not much. he's very low on power.
All right, never mind. Who can cast that? Can the doctor cast healing? The question is, who can cast it without falling unconscious?
I have 8.
You have what, sorry?
8 pow?
8 pow and 8 magic points. Yeah, so no. I can't even cast the healing spell. I can try and heal you the good old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Can Mr. Krieg cast that? Randall?
I don't recall. You know, if
what's,
I have...
What's your pow?
Pow of 9.
I had a power of 12, and then I sacrificed a point. So,
wow.
But you do record the pow.
Yeah, but if you don't have 12 to give up to begin with.
No, that's for sure. Now, can we...
Hey, Jim,
cast it between 3 of us and...
how does burning sand for power work? can't you do that according to the rules if you know a spell?
Yes, there is. Isn't there?
Searching.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Of course, if you're low on pow, you're...
Because if I had 2 more pow... The question is, how much sand do you have to burn?
So I believe there was something like you could pray along with the caster and provide a power point. I don't recall if that was Trail of Cthulhu or...
I think it's some spells.
Yeah, you don't have any instructions for doing anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look that up, Jonathan.
Increase in pow.
Oh, this is increasing power increases the sand characteristic. Well, there's something about where whenever
procedures exist in the magic chapter. I'm going to go find the magic chapter.
It says that you can actually increase your pow whenever you cast a spell that requires you to use pow. Yeah, when it magic points or pow to be matched on the resistance table, a chance exists for the caster's pow to increase through his exercise. Subtract your pow from 21 and multiply the difference by 5. The product represents the percentage chance that the caster's pow increases by d3. So every time you cast a spell that requires magic or pow, you have a chance to increase by d3.
Oh.
Interesting. Good to know.
Well, it says when created, you can trade 10 sanity points for 1 power, but I don't think that implies you can do it at will.
But you could retroactively see if you... Because you cast the heal spell once, right?
I obviously did the ritual that used magic points. I'm looking at... Jim, if you've got 6th edition...
Yeah.
I'm looking at page 102.
101. I'm almost there. 102.
100 and...
Yep.
Yeah,
page number 100. Bottom right 101.
Yeah. How sorcerers got that way? Get that way?
Mm. Yeah, that's what I saw the thing about.
It says these are mostly intended for non-player characters, so I think maybe just forget it. Would have been nice, but...
Yeah. That's not something you're going to be able to do in an afternoon, anyway.
So. Yeah. I think if the Major survives, he'll just have to increase his study of this new magic and try and attain more and more power.
That's right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay. Until you're one of them.
Yes. Future scenario, there's a sorcerer going around England named Barker, who's... So anyway, the afternoon passes. Yep. Evening dawns. Evening draws on. It's getting close to 8:30.
Okay.
All right.
I will head to the cathedral.
Okay.
Guess we all will, right?
Yeah. Try and...
The cathedral is open. The bloodstains have been, you know, mopped up, cleaned up. There's very few people. At 8:30, the evening mass has ended. People are, you know, it's just ended at 8:30, so people are kind of filing out of the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. I assume the two that were on the tour have told me sort of where I need to go, and they can point this out to me now.
Yep.
Do you want to? Well, does it look like I can just sort of wander up and sneak away? Do you think is anyone going to stop me or?
Well, there's, you know, mass has just ended, so there's plenty of people around. So are you trying to sneak through the door and up the stairs, or?
Yeah, in the sense
like
that
I'll walk like you belong.
I'll walk like I belong all the way up to the door I need to go to, and then, you know, I'm going to check each way once and head in.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Would you make a luck roll, Major Barker?
Oh, dear. Oh, yes, 40 out of 55.
Fortunately, after today's incident, they forgot to lock the door.
Hey, I got my lock picks. I also have a 0-1 skill in.
Spot hidden.
Spot hidden, that I can do. 49 out of 70.
You have a 0-1 in lock pick and a tick, so. you don't see anyone obviously watching you. Other than three gentlemen who you know.
Yes. So. Right. And then I take it, this takes me up to the walkway.
Yep.
And I'm going to find a sort of, did they say there were side rooms leading off from there?
Well, there aren't rooms, but there are, you know, nooks and crannies and alcoves. Okay. And it's pretty easy for you to find a place where you can, you know, kind of squat down in an alcove, where you can see, you know, not the entire cathedral.
Hmm.
Well, you can kind of see, you know, the entire upper part of the cathedral, but you can't see the entire floor. But you very clearly can't be seen from down below.
Well, I want to make sure I find a place where I have a clear view of the pillar that they mentioned. So I could, for instance, see people doing things with it or emerging from it. Is that possible?
You can find a place where you can... your choices are you can either, you know, lean back into it and be hidden, or kind of scoot out onto the passageway and look down onto it.
Okay. As long as I can sort of at intervals come out and see what's going on, then I'll be happy.
That you can do.
In a hunker down then.
Okay.
For a couple of hours, it seems.
I'd like to look around for any Azazels in the diminishing crowd.
Do some spotting of hidden. Yes.
That's what I was going to suggest as well. See if I noticed anyone that
at the cathedral from
any of the other meetings.
I don't see anyone I recognize.
I didn't pass.
That's a fail for me as well.
So none of you.
Obviously not here. should we go look at this pillar?
Yeah. Let's, Mr. Krieg, where was this pillar that you saw her go into?
I will take them to the pillar.
Okay. It's just a pillar along the way. It's kind of up close to the central cross under the where the arms of the cathedral cross. The pillars along the central corridor alternate from, you know, kind of narrow, elegant pillars to very large, thick ones. It's just one of the large, thick ones. As you look at it, there's nothing that obviously distinguishes it from any of the others, other than Mr. Krieg saying, somebody walked into this pillar and disappeared.
Man, that's one.
Is there any sort of discoloration where the, maybe from all the hand touching?
All five people who...
Well, I don't know if they've been doing this for years or if this was just like, you know.
Spot hidden.
That is a pass.
No.
Okay.
Just kind of walk around the whole pillar and see if you can notice anything out of the ordinary.
Spot hidden.
Oh, 26, fail by one.
You see nothing which distinguishes it from any of the others.
Let me try.
It is a pillar.
05.
You also see nothing which distinguishes it from any of the others.
A wasted roll. All right. You know, it will be... I know that what she is doing is some sort of magic, but I still look around the pillar for any sort of activation, hidden device, or something like that. Like,
well, you could try touching it where...
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe you'll get a little shock, a little buzz.
Okay. You touch it?
Yep.
It is stone.
I feel it all around, see if I find anything that, you know, is not obvious plain sight.
No, you do not.
Yeah, we're kind of making a thing of ourselves. Maybe we should head outside here.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that what she's using is some sort of spell.
Is the cathedral pretty well empty by this time?
Yes. It's definitely clearing out.
Yeah.
Yes, let's head out and draw attention away from the major.
Yeah. And then maybe we should walk around the grounds of the cathedral and see what sorts of hidey holes there might be outside the cathedral.
Okay.
Either deep bushes or some kind of bus shed or I don't know.
Yeah, there's no shortage of places to secrete yourself if you wanted to around the exterior, around the outside of the cathedral.
Yeah. And how many entrances are there? That would be at least four or five, I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah, there's quite a few.
Yeah. And do we see anyone at any of them? Is there anyone sort of hanging around, loitering?
All of they are all closed except for the main entrance, at which there stands a priest who is, you know, escorting people out, giving them a blessing. Clearly kind of just waiting for everyone to leave so he can lock the door.
Okay. Well, should we just... do we want to wait one of us on each of three sides and see who shows up? Or how do you want to do this?
Well, I thought the major was going to let us in.
Yep.
9 o'clock comes and goes. Everyone has left. The priest at the main door shuts the door and locks it.
And leaves. He doesn't lock himself inside.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I should have bought a book.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could wait for a little bit, see if anyone shows up outside, but I think probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock, we should probably get inside the building and start finding a good hiding place so that we can observe the meeting in case any of them do start showing up early.
Is it all quiet inside the cathedral?
Yes.
Okay. What is the lock on the outside of the door? Is it something that can be unlocked from the inside? I should have checked that first, shouldn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm okay.
Double-sided deadbolt.
After half an hour, I'll go down and unlock the door and usher the others in.
Okay. Not a problem.
And then I guess we should all... maybe head back upstairs and we could secrete ourselves around the place. Has someone got my shotgun?
Yes, here you go, Andy.
Excellent. Yes, should we... Where do we think they're going to... Well, that's okay. I'll lock the door back up. We don't know whether they're going to be coming out of the pillars or coming through more conventional means.
Choir practice, they'll probably be up. Up in the choir loft or maybe down on the floor.
Maybe she will come in and open the door for them from inside, as you did, Mayor.
Yeah.
So is the pillar that she was using on the lower level?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I misunderstood. I thought the pillar was okay. So we should all go up to the upper level, where we can. You know, I guess it's going to be dark up there. It's going to be quiet. We can look down at both the entrance and the pillar. We can have a sort of all around vantage view.
Is there a big choir loft up top?
No.
Okay.
Well, there may be in the scenario, but I know Darren Cathedral, so.
No, there's just the walkway with all the little nooks and alcoves.
Okay, so we can just spread out in that.
So as you are all spreading out, would you all make spot hidden rolls?
Nope. 06.
78.
Okay. Major.
Or fail.
52. Okay. Major Barker. As you guys are, you know, walking around looking for a place to hide yourself, and you're kind of looking around the darkened interior of the cathedral, up above you, up in the arches, you could swear that you see some kind of shadow moving up there.
Oh, shit.
If you had to guess it, you know, it, you know, maybe the shadow of like a wingtip, maybe like a large bird was up there.
Oh crap! What did we see these things before at the other place, or were they tree monsters?
Down to the valley where you saw the ceremony. You did see something that looked like a large bird in one of the trees, but you never got a clear look at.
I'm gonna tell everyone else to look up and point them out, and I'm gonna get my shotgun ready.
Yeah, just as in your ceremonies, you're right. Maybe we're doing this tonight as well. We're gonna infect some people tonight.
At the major's mention. I will also ready my shotgun. I've got his medicine right here.
And as Major Barker points this out, and you're all kind of looking around up in the shadows, you actually realize that you probably see two of these shadows moving about.
Okay, and they're inside, presumably. Yeah. That's not like a stained glass thing beyond.
That is correct.
Are they... Well, what, just let's say we see them, we freeze and look up. What are they now doing?
They're kind of rustling around. They're not
swooping or... Nope. Okay. Well, I just wonder if these things are... Maybe they'll ignore us unless they think we're a threat to them.
You said the walkway is 30 feet up in the air?
Yes.
Is there somewhere on the lower level that we could all hide and maybe see the column and the other entrance?
Sure. And you could hunker down in the pews if you wanted to.
I'm just thinking we obviously want somewhere when these other people arrive, we're not going to be seen. So as long as it's and sort of hopefully away to the side, maybe to the back.
Yeah, you can find plenty of good hiding spaces. That's not going to be a problem.
I think we should all hunker down together and keep our weapons ready and watch these things upstairs, because I have the horrible feeling they're not going to stay calm. Quiet for long. Yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely like to hide on the lower level, because the gun, anything we do with guns will have to happen pretty quickly.
And for some reason, you have a horrible fear of heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those birds would toss you right off the walkway.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to secrete yourselves without difficulty.
Right. Nervously wait.
Time passes. can I get everyone to make con times 5 rolls, please?
I make it on the dot 40 out of 40.
By one.
I think the major is on the verge of nodding off.
I make it 47 minus really high.
Okay.
And Krieg is a BRB.
Okay. We'll worry about him when he gets back. Okay, so time passes. We get to a few minutes before midnight. You can hear kind of a loud clanking sound as you hear the main door to the cathedral unlock.
Mm-hmm. You might have a key.
It creaks open, and in the darkness you can see what looks like six people walk into the cathedral, close the door behind them. A couple of them have torches, flashlights. I mean, not, you know, not burning torches. You can see that you can see in the glow from the torchlight. You can see that it looks like one of the six people is Miss Carter, and Mr. Krieg and Mr. Boone recognize the other five people as being the five people that they saw on the tour. Who behaved a little bit strangely in the pillar touching activity. The six of them walk through the cathedral to the central space under the main tower, and they arrange themselves in a circle, and they start to sing. You can all make anthropology rolls.
No, I can't.
Nope, couldn't roll my 01.
Where's Professor Cromworth when you need him?
He's in mourning.
And the doctor did not make his 01 either.
Okay. As they are singing... you can see that, so behind them in the central square, there's a ledge partway up the wall where the cathedral organ is, right? Mm-hmm. Next to the organ is a spiral staircase that, you know, that the organist would, you know, climb to get up to the organ. As these six people are singing, you don't recognize the language that they're singing in. But it sounds kind of odd. You see the spiral staircase start to turn. And it begins to, you know, the best way you can describe it is it starts to kind of auger its way into the floor of the cathedral until the entire staircase has disappeared down into the cathedral.
Wow.
Floor. When that happens, the six people stop singing. And you can see that all six of them, Miss Carter going first, start down the steps.
Do they seem like they're in any sort of a trance, or do they seem sort of normal as they're walking? You know, do they talk at all, or how's the...
they seem as normal as somebody who was singing in a strange language in the middle of the night in a cathedral, you know, watching a circular stairway auger its way into the floor.
Right, but like they're not, they don't seem...
But besides that, yes,
right, exactly,
they seem perfectly normal, yes.
Okay.
Let's follow
them. Yeah. Oh, can
absolutely.
We make our way around the outside? I'm thinking we need to... watch for overhead things.
As the last of them disappears, you know, starts down the stairway, you hear a screeching sound. And look up to see a large bird-like creature with huge wings, a long neck, sharp beak, a long tail, covered in scales instead of feathers. You know, it just screams dragon to you. Comes screeching out of the sky at you. And first of all, you can all make sand rolls for that.
Unlikely.
Nope.
06.
Fail.
That's zero loss for the success. Those of you who failed can throw a 1d6.
One.
5 for the major.
Major Barker.
Good start, Major.
So soon. You
really?
Keep doing that.
Really?
I passed every other roll. It's just the standard sequels.
You're the one with the shotgun.
Can we get idea. It? Can we get it? Yep, go.
Idea is only 90, so... 93!
Yay, well done.
Whoa! I thought for sure the Major was going to have another fainting fit.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so the thing, you know, kind of screeches down, dives at you like it's trying to bite you, but, you know, kind of misses and swoops back up. Right behind it, you can see a second one doing the same thing.
Can I shoot it?
That just barely grazes Major Barker, mm-hmm. but misses.
Oh.
Dr. Worthington, you may have a go, sir.
I also need to unmute.
Yeah, they're gone.
Get them while they're still point blank.
Mm. Trouble is, if they're swooping down and flying away, they might we'll be too far away.
Yeah, they're not going to be.
Well, in the meantime, we should keep going down the
yeah.
stairs.
Let's just run, because once we're down yeah. there, they can't follow us. So,
and if they can, then they are easy targets. So,
yeah, can't hear anything that the doctor is saying.
Yeah, can what? You guys hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, now we can. Yeah. Now we can.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I was saying, I don't know if you can hear me, but I took 6 SAN, and then I also took an ought 9 on my idea.
Oh, okay. So it's the good doctor.
So we'll just leave you as a dragon bait while we run down the stairs.
Roll a d10, Dr. Worthington.
5.
5. You suddenly become... roll me another d10.
2.
Okay. You suddenly have an intense fear of the dark.
Oh, no.
So great that you just kind of, you know, cower down as these horrible things are swooping out of the dark at you, and so we'll skip you. It's going to take you, with these things swooping at you, if you're rushing towards the stairways, it's going to take you 6 rounds to get there.
And I take it, does that mean while we run, we can't really fight back? Is it run or fight?
You can, since you are shooting... you can shoot while you run, but let's say that's going to be at, I don't know, minus 20?
Minus 20 of my 30 shotgun skill. Oh, dear.
Well, if you wait for it to get in close range.
I wasn't cowering. It has such a good shotgun skill.
Do we have a chance to dodge as they...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think just run and try and...
Run and dodge.
Okay. Yeah.
So none of you are going to try to stand and fight and cover Dr. Yeah. Worthington?
Doctor, hold them off!
I will grab the doctor.
Provide cover and fire. Know,
and dragging along as we run down the stairs.
He does not want to move. He resists you. So what is your strength, Mr. Krieg?
Strength of 7.
What is your strength, Dr. Worthington?
13.
Yeah, you really don't want to take him with you. So, Mr. Krieg, you have a 20% chance of getting him to move.
Okay, that's 76.
Yep.
So no. Yep, I'll leave him there standing.
He's fighting you. Okay.
He's cowered down, you said?
Yep.
So he's probably...
All right, you coward. Let's go.
The two creatures swoop again and miss again. Their jaws kind of snap shut in the air next to you.
Excellent.
Second round, you both are, or everyone is still mm-hmm. running. Mr. Krieg, are you going to try to do anything with Dr. Worthington again? Or?
No, no, no. He resists and he's way stronger than me. I will just leave him there and keep running with the rest.
Such worthy comrades, the Germans.
Okay. third round, as you're halfway to the stairway. Mr. Boone.
Yeah.
One of the creatures looks like it is about to bite your head off.
I twentily dodge out of its way.
Okay, fair enough. And the second creature, Mr. Boone.
The initiation of the new guy.
Oh, I can't. Can I dodge twice?
Nope. Having dodged once.
Right. I dodge into the other guy.
Yes.
That's the end of me. All right.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy with this.
Oh, no.
Oh, ooh, they rolled low on damage. You may have 6 points of damage.
So. All right, that is exactly half my hit points, so that's a con by five.
Yep, as their sharp teeth take a chunk out of your shoulder.
18, that's a pass.
Okay.
It makes me run faster.
Mr. Boone stumbles.
Dodge better.
Continues. The fourth round. Dr. Worthington, you kind of shake your head, come to your senses. You see your friends halfway across the cathedral, running away from you, in these two giant, dragon looking bird things swooping down, attacking them.
Okay. Dr. Worthington will heft his shotgun.
Okay.
And, how far away are they? My party and the creatures?
You can shoot them, but it is not definitely not going to be point-blank range.
Okay, can I move over to the group and then, like, get ready so that the next time they swoop down, I can shoot them?
Well, they're 3 rounds worth of running ahead of you, so...
Okay, well then I will...
Well, running and dodging through pews and, you know...
Not like I think I'll just try and full out move towards them with my shotgun at the ready.
Okay. The fifth round, one of the creatures dives at Mr. Krieg.
Okay, so can I dodge? Or?
You may make a dodge roll, sir.
Okay. Oh, 12. Managed. Oh, hold on, because I have very low. It's 18. I'm good.
Okay. And the second one, ooh, suddenly they're getting a lot better here. Oops, wrong button. The second one, 1, 2, 3. Well, apparently they like ganging up on people, so it will go after Mr. Krieg as well. So it hits you, and you may also have 6 points of damage.
Wow.
Apparently they've got the strategy down. They both right, go after the same them.
Exactly. Tag team.
Okay.
Does that mean
I don't get a chance to shoot it in this round anymore, right?
No, you can stop running and shoot back if you want. Do you need to make a con roll after 6 points of damage?
No. Okay. By 1 point.
Okay.
So can I shoot?
Yeah, you can stop running and shoot back if you want.
That's a hit.
Okay.
What is the damage of the?
You can roll the shotgun damage for you're using one of the powder shotguns, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. One of the magic ones.
Okay.
It was 2d6.
First of all, you can roll your shotgun damage.
Okay. But what is the damage
from a shotgun?
You got a 12 gauge. So if there's three range increments, there's the 4d6, 2d6, and 1d6. 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. I think.
Yeah, that'll be the 10, 4d6. 4d6.
46 point blank, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, 1, 2.
Given that it just took a bite out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And tricked you.
And is that just one barrel or two barrels?
So let's see, 7, 8, 11 points of damage.
Okay. And then you can roll another 2d6.
Ah, 5 more points.
Okay.
So it's 16 total.
You can see that the shotgun didn't look, the shotgun, you know, the physical impact of the shotgun didn't look like it did a whole lot, you know, as the You can see it impact on the creature's skin. It looks like their scales are pretty thick, probably pretty tough. But as it swoops away, you can see kind of some steam rising, like it's being burned from where it got shot as well. But on balance, it doesn't look like it's really that bothered by your attempt.
Oh, this is bad. Take that! And I keep running.
The sixth round, one of them swoops and misses Mr. Boone. The second one swoops at Major Barker. And it will hit you if you don't dodge.
Okay.
Just as you reach the top of the stairs.
Oh, lovely. 0-3.
Hey, dodge around. I presume that Mr.
Do I dodge into the stairs?
And certainly dodge your way down the stairs, yes. okay, so as... So you're all able, except for Dr. Worthington, who is two rounds behind you. you're at the stairwell, so you're all able to, start make your way down the stairs if you want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will go down a few steps, so the creatures cannot go through, and wait to see if one of them dares to come, and so I can shoot it.
Okay. Dr. Worthington?
I will... continue running.
Okay. Since Dr. Worthington is the only one left running, they both focus their attention on the good Dr. Worthington.
While they're trying to swoop, can we sort of provide covering fire as they come down?
Well, one of you can, that being Mr. Krieg, who stayed at the top of the stairs to do that. Dr. Worthington, you might want to consider a dodge.
Oh, I will most certainly try. And I succeed. 46 out of 50.
Unfortunately, they both got you.
Great.
So the second one takes a rather larger chunk out of your shoulder. And you may have 9 points of damage, sir.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a con times 5 roll.
Bites your head off.
I'm down to 5. And con times 5 is a success.
Okay.
62.
So
I'm able to comprehend that horrible bite that just got taken out of me and stay awake.
Yes. And you may have
Hooray.
You may have a go this round if you'd like.
Want
to continue your panicked run for the stairs.
Well, after this round, I make it to the stairs, correct?
Yes, sir.
I will continue running.
Okay.
To safety.
Mr. Krieg.
Yeah, I will shoot at the one that just attacked the doctor.
Okay.
And that's a 0-1.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
Okay. That's going to be 2d6 for the shotgun since it's further away.
Yeah. So 2d6 two times, right?
Correct.
So first is 9 points. And second is 4 more points. So 13.
Okay. You can see the shotgun, the physical impact of the shotgun pellets looks like they just bounce off the creature's hide. But you can see where the scatter from the powder looks like it's burning it a little bit, but it still doesn't look like it's particularly bothered. And Dr. Worthington, you reach the stairs.
Good. I'll step just inside the stairs where I don't think they can get me, and I'll fire a shotgun blast at them.
Okay.
And that's a success. 46.
Okay.
And it's a 2d6 range, right?
Yep.
10 damage and... 7 damage.
Okay. Yep. Same thing. It looks like the impact of the pellets doesn't really do a whole lot, but you can see it's smoking as you're all now kind of down the staircase. They're kind of spiraling above you, circling above you.
Okay. Let's leave them and just we're not going to kill them all.
I'd like to attempt a first aid while all the shooting's going on.
Yes, I'll do the same.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
As Dr. Worthington starts down the staircase starts spinning slowly and rising back up.
Oh, we're running. We're fast.
Run.
Which way?
Down.
Okay. So as you all make your way down off the staircase, Dr. Worthington and Mr. Krieg kind of have to jump a little bit because the staircase is, you know, lifting back up, you know, like it's rising back up into its original position. But you find yourself in a large, dimly lit room, stone walls, pretty high ceiling. You can see kind of a circular patch where the staircase came down, but it's, you know, well out of reach. Hmm. As you look around, you can see. Oh, this is this stupid thing. Oh. Okay. So you guys have a moment. You can go ahead and first aid each other if you want.
Oh, okay. A moment before our demise.
I actually wanted to, you know, cast a spell, the healing spell. Because I lost a lot.
And first aid is D3,
wait,
right?
None of us can actually cast the healing spell because we don't have enough magic points.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
what I was lamenting.
Forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heal right, myself back 2 points, Jim.
Okay.
Three back.
Does anybody else need any assisting?
I think I'm on safe.
Right, so
and we each only took one wound, right? So there's only chance for one first aid, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm back to 9 points. I mean, not back, right? Because I had 13, but
well,
I have nine now.
I'm a little less than half of my total, which would be 16, but.
All right. So what stupid thing do we see?
Okay. I'm not entirely certain how I'm going to do this, because I think this is... It's an interesting mechanic, and I like what they were going for, but the map they gave and the kind of rules they gave for doing this are just stupid. and lacking in enough detail to actually make it interesting. So I'm going to kind of wing this part a little bit. So you're in a large room. On the far side of the room, you can see there are what look like two. So they're both on the same wall, right? Which is on the wall directly opposite you, where you're standing. Two kind of roughly hewn stone tunnels. There are... The room that you are in is actually quite, as you're looking at it, is actually very large. There are a number of stone columns supporting the ceiling. And many of the columns and the walls are covered with illustrations that look like some kind of, you know, that look like some kind of medieval era artwork.
Do we see any of the symbols that we've seen previously, like the beehives or
star?
The star or the pyramid that was glowing?
First, do we see the other people that we followed down here?
No, you don't see anyone else.
So they've already disappeared. Wow.
Well, they gave us a choice of two tunnels. How kind of them.
So there's no footprints to follow.
And there's no doors or doorways other than these two tunnels that we can see?
That is correct.
Can we roll this sim?
You can.
No, I do not hear.
Nope.
I don't either. Well.
What about spot hidden? See if there's any flashlight down the tunnel, any reflections down one or the other.
Go ahead, spot hidden.
Nope.
Nope. You're just in the middle of a. You're just or on the one side of a large room with two tunnels on the other side, and lots
is
of buildings between you and there.
Writing on the walls or just pictures?
Just pictures.
What are they pictures of?
You may make. You may roll, either. Whichever is higher, either the average of your mythos and idea, or the average of your occult and your navigate.
Ooh, I have both of those. Mythos plus idea would be 104. So that's 52%. Navigate and occult. Navigate is 70, occult is 43, 113, 50, rounding up the average.
Yep.
57, so that's actually higher. Okay. But I roll 73.
was that for all of us, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Roll
90. Mine would be the Cthulhu mythos and idea, which would average out to a 42. And I fail with a 77. Awesome. Okay. Randall, you were saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 92. So, total failure.
Okay.
So we're standing there clueless, looking around.
Can I look at something that makes sense, like another pillar?
You can't. Okay, so as you move to the next pillar, you get there, and you look up, and you find yourself still standing next to your compatriots.
Sorry?
Oh, dear. Did we see him walk off?
He did.
And then he just popped back, sort of, somehow?
Something like that. he walked off without going anywhere.
Yeah, a little moonwalk action.
So I need sanity check for this.
you would think so, but no, apparently not. It's just confusing.
Have the pictures on the walls changed? Have the pillars changed?
Nope.
Okay.
Hmm.
What just happened? I say out loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those doors, Mayor. But they're going, you know, they take you to the same place.
What?
Back to the same place.
So I'm going to try this again. I'm going to walk towards one of the exits. And do I just come back to where I was?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Whoa.
What about the other one, Gene?
What if we all go?
Yeah, we should all move at once. So let's all just...
Yeah. But let's put something on the floor first.
Just
drop a rag or something on the floor and then pick a direction and go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As you reach the next pillar, you find yourself standing by your rag that you dropped.
Oh, dear.
What?
Okay. Let's try the other three directions as well. See if any of them behave differently.
Just before we go in again, I'm gonna turn to Mr. Boom and tell him, "See what we're talking about, Mr. Boom? These people are evil."
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Apparently, I'm stuck with you now.
The content of the pillars is the same. It's still...
Yep. You can all make the same roll again.
Okay.
Success this time.
Success. Fail with a 72.
49 out of 57.
Okay. Although this time, as you're now continuing to look at it and study it, the artwork, it seems to resemble some kind of ceremony. You can't really identify what it is, but there's something vaguely ceremonial about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you make your way to the next pillar, you find yourself standing at the next pillar, and you're able to look back, and you can see your rag dropped on the floor behind you.
So understanding the stuff on the pillars, that's what we need to do.
Because knowledge is power.
Okay.
And I think we found the terror from the skies. Just saying.
Yes. Can we repeat this process?
You can.
Okay.
And we're going towards the tunnels.
Ah, that's a success.
08.
Major always
one up me. I got a 12.
That would be an impale.
Okay. You're able to make your
mind explodes.
You make your way to the next set of pillars.
Oh, nice.
I don't get it.
I'll give a little lecture on the interpretation of. Oh, clearly.
I still don't get it.
Well,
the next pillar, I get a 41. That's a success.
Okay. You find yourself as you're walking. You find yourself, you know, regardless of which direction you were actually going, you find yourself getting closer to the tunnel entrance on the right.
Oh, that's bonus.
You hope.
Unless it's death.
Continue rolling, Jim.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got a 43 out of 57. So
okay.
I just got a 37 as well. Success.
Got an 80.
I'm just going to leave this to you thinky types.
Yes, yes, yes.
One more?
Got it. 26 out of 57.
Okay. As you
approach. 7, I get it.
48.
90. Okay. You reach the tunnel entrance that was on the right. As you walk up to it, the entire room kind of shimmers for a second. And you find yourself, you know, you haven't moved, but it's like the entire room around you has shrunk. All of the pillars have disappeared. You find yourself in a small room that's, you know, maybe 3 meters on a side, a small square room. You're facing a metal door set in the wall, and you can all make a sand roll now.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. A major fail.
208.
Fail.
49 is a fail. Yay.
Yeah, I got a 49, too.
0 for pass, D3 for failure.
1.
Oh, awesome. 3.
Sanity gods are not so cool today.
So, Jim, what's the amount where it's like a fifth of your total?
Yeah, 20%.
In an hour, is that right? Or
yeah.
In, I think that's just happened to me.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Because my total is my max, or my total is 40 sand, and
I think we need another idea roll from Dr. Worthington.
Yeah, great, great. Oh, that's 100.
Master of repression.
Lucky you.
Great.
Better hope you don't lose any more. I don't think you're going to be able to fail too many of those.
So D10.
No.
Okay.
No, because you successfully.
I'm sure there will be nothing behind this door.
Oh, right.
That would be in the slightest bit weird.
Yep.
Right. Well, we probably can't even open the door.
Don't worry, I've got my lockpicks.
Yeah.
The
rest of you notice that Dr. Worthington is not looking too steady on his feet.
But I've got my shotgun ready.
Oh, even better. I think like an insane person with a shotgun. Exactly.
Watch out. Watch out.
Are you ready? I'm going to grab the door handle.
There is no door handle.
Oh, I'm going to grab at the door and see there's no handle. I'll push on the door.
As you put your head on the door to push against it, the door lights up in kind of a yellow glow that just surrounds your hand, not the entire door, just around your hand. And you can hear what kind of a beeping sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opens, and you kind of stumble through it.
Okay.
And then it starts to close behind you.
Can we all try and all scoot through before it closes?
Yeah. Let's see. Who was that? That was Mr. Boone. Yep. Dr. Worthington.
Yes.
Do you want to try to slip through the door?
I do.
You can make a dex times 5 roll.
Okay. That's a success.
46. Yes, you are able to hop through the door as it's closing. Major Barker, did you want to try to?
Yes.
You can make a dex times 4 roll.
No, I can't.
The door shuts in front of you as you...
Can I repeat what they sort of try and push it open and...
Yes, as you place your hand on the door, the same kind of light, you know, glows around your hand for a second, and the door pops open. You see Mr. Boone and Dr. Worthington standing there, and you're able to slip through.
Okay.
Mr. Krieg?
What is it? What is the roll?
Dex times 5.
Dex times 5? Dex. I failed.
And the door, but you're not able to get through the door behind Dr. or behind Major Barker.
Wait! Don't leave me! Can I try again then?
You can. Well, you would have to put your hand. If you put your hand on the door, the same kind of light glows around your hand, and the door pops open.
Okay.
And you're able to just slip through.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be a good place to break it.
There we go.
We walk into madness.
Jeez.
So we're just after midnight on the 27th.
That is correct.
Wow.
Still haven't had a whole night's sleep in order to roll our ticks.
Wow.
Good cliffhanger. Well,
no one died today, so.
That's true.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those creatures are really powerful.
next session, it'll be the beginning of a new day. So, the day is young.
Were they leaking at all? Those dragons?
No.
So there'll be no evidence once they fly away. Okay. Except for the scattered shots lying around the church floor. Wow.
It was a pretty good session.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
Yeah.
What do we say about combat heavy?
Trouble is everything we fight seems to be immune to damage.
Well, the powder works, so.
Yeah, it keeps working.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Awesome.
Right.
Cool. Okay.
All right, guys.
Cool. Thanks. Good stuff, guys.
Next time.
See you guys next weekend.
Talk to you later.
Yep. Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.